Any other options that might be coming available? What about Tibolone?
Yeah, Tibolone is interesting. It's a steroid that's metabolized into androgens, estrogens, and progestins. It's the most commonly used menopausal hormone therapy in Europe, not available in the United States. And there is a clinical trial with Tibolone where they've taken 3,000 early-stage resected breast cancer patients who have moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms and have randomized them to Tibolone in the usual dose and schedule used for menopausal symptom management or placebo. That trial has completed accrual and is continuing to be tracked. It should have results in about 2 years or so. If that is a positive trial, and certainly Tibolone controls vasomotor symptoms pretty much as well as estrogen plus progestin, so maybe 80 to 95% reduction in vasomotor symptoms. So the big issue there will be whether it has breast safety. There is a trial looking at endometrial cancer safety in not in women who have breast cancer that will be looked at in a few months. If that trial doesn't show endometrial cancer risk, Tibolone is likely to be approved for use in the U.S. sometime next year.
Can you talk a little bit more about what it actually does or is? You said it's metabolized into estrogens and androgens. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a steroid and not an estrogen by itself or a progestin by itself, but it's a steroid molecule that is metabolized into these three components. And so it's interesting that it has the biological properties, preclinical and some clinical evidence that it controls hot flashes, maintains bones, doesn't stimulate the endometrium, and doesn't stimulate the breast. So it's not exactly a SERM because it doesn't sit on the, it's three different agents. So it really represents kind of a different class of steroid.